guys. Welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andrus, and joining me today is Michael Sheedy of Michael Sheedy Fitness. Michael is a personal trainer, nutrition coach, and business owner. Michael has finished top five in two national men's physique competitions. He has been featured as a fitness model in Train magazine, also has a spread in My Vegas magazine as top 10 personal trainers in 2019. He's actually someone who has helped me with my own health and fitness, and I'm really excited for him to share a little bit about him and, you know, his goals with his clients. So why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about your training history and how you got into this field?
Well, I just want to say thank you for having me first. I appreciate you inviting me onto your podcast. So I'm excited to share a little bit about how I've helped you and how I help a lot of my clients and how I got into this. So I am right now, I'm a full-time personal trainer here in Las Vegas, running my business, growing my business all on my own. Eventually going to need to hire some people to help me because business is booming, which is a great thing. But I got into personal training about 6 years ago. So I'm currently 26. So I was 20 years old when I got into personal training. I've always loved anything to do with fitness and health, and I always found a passion for that. And I didn't know it was something I wanted to do as a career until I started taking community college classes and found out that I hate classrooms.
Yeah.
Especially when you have to pay for it and you're not passionate about what you're learning about. So I took a few classes at a community college here, CSN, in Las Vegas, and kind of figured out that that wasn't the path I was going on. Taking general education was not keeping me engaged. Mm-hmm. So I decided to try to become a firefighter. I'm going to try to make this a shorter story, but I thought I wanted to become a firefighter. Again, just was loving the fitness side of things because you have to train for the fire academy, which involves a lot of physical activities. You have to run, you have to, you know, carry fire hoses upstairs. So that was something that I was having fun doing. But again, I was in a classroom setting that wasn't engaging. So I dropped out of that because I knew it wasn't for me. I was like, you know what, I'm going to get a personal training certification just for fun. And it's something I'm passionate about while I still had, you know, I was working at restaurants. And then when I was 20 is when I got my first personal training job at Gold's Gym.
Okay.
Before it was EOS. And from there, I started to fall more in love with the process of helping people,
right,
and less just with fitness. So I started to see the return on, wow, okay, I'm helping someone to improve their body and their health, and this is actually very fulfilling, more than sitting in a classroom. So I started pursuing it, and I worked for one of my mentors and my best friend, Derek Perdue, for 2 years, mm-hmm. learning about personal training. And then 2 years ago, I started my own business, and I think you and I met about a year ago.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got started, and I went full time last year.
Wow, that's amazing. And I do want to ask, did you ever, or growing up, was it ever important to you to keep up with your health and fitness? Is that something that you did as a child, or
I've always been skinny.
Okay.
So I think that's something you and I are going to talk about as well, as far as like body image and things. But I've always been skinny naturally, so I've never had a problem with weight. So I never had to focus on eating healthy. So as a kid, I had, you know, all the sugar, all the candy. My mom wasn't afraid to feed me because I wasn't overweight and she didn't know any better.
Right.
So I didn't actually discover eating healthier until I started playing football in high school, and I realized that I was very undersized and skinny and I needed to eat more and eat healthier to gain weight. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started discovering eating healthier and working out and things like that. And then once I got my personal training certification and started studying fitness and health, then I started to understand the intricacies of eating healthy and what it does for your body and your mind, not just to look good.
Right. So, yeah, I started going to Michael Sheedy about a year ago, and he's definitely helped me with my own fitness journey, and he's helped me prepare for the Miss Nevada USA pageant, where I placed first runner up last year. And, you know, a part of that was being able to walk in a bikini on stage in front of people. And I felt very confident with the body that he helped me, you know, he helped me get, I guess.
Was a part of it.
Yeah. And I think for me, when I was going to the gym prior, I was going to the gym and just focusing on cardio, expecting my body to change. However, I wasn't seeing any results. So my question to you is, I know that there are a lot of people out there who go to the gym and they focus on cardio. So how do you help one of your clients, or any of your clients really, to figure out what their body type is and how to build from there?
That's a great question. And I see this everywhere. You know, at the gyms that I go to, not only the gym I train clients at, but the gyms that I work out at too, I see a lot of people that are just on the cardio machines.
Right.
If you ever notice, and, you know, it's not to take away from anybody's goals, because some people just like going to the gym to get on the cardio machine.
Right. Kind of relieve stress.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But I would say about 80% of people that step in a gym are trying to improve their looks.
Right.
And their health. Mm-hmm. And to do that, I think it's important to include weight training, not just cardio alone. As you touched on, you know, Kim naturally has a smaller frame. She's a small person.
Right.
So she, from what she thought, doing cardio was going to give her, you know, a shredded six pack, was going to give her, you know, the body of a model, and you know, kind of that bikini body. The issue, you know, with just doing cardio alone is you're not balancing your hormones from weight training. You're also not increasing your metabolism. You're basically telling your body that it needs to store, extra fat, because you're burning calories.
Okay.
From an exercise that's aerobic, meaning mm-hmm. you're using more oxygen than less. And that's a little scientific. I could get more into that side of things, but more so in regards to genetics and everybody's body type. Mm-hmm. The things you read online aren't necessarily always true. And that's what I love to dissolve when people come to me, is when they come to me with questions like, hey, but I thought, you know, the keto diet was the best thing to do, or the intermittent fasting was the best thing to do. And here's the thing, you know, there's not one right way to do things.
Right.
Because everybody's body is different.
Right.
So this one girl who may be holding a lot of extra body fat may need to do more cardio and be more active to get her body fat down. And, you know, this girl who's already, you know, the girl or guy is already low body fat percentage, probably shouldn't be doing any cardio, because you're purely doing an exercise that's not going to help you gain any muscle or look any better. It's actually going to make you look a little bit softer, which, like I said, a lot of people going to the gym are trying to look more, you know, in shape. So
right.
I'd say the best thing to do is, you know, have somebody look at your body type and say, hey, you know, like a personal trainer, you know, or a nutrition coach, and say, hey, you should do this, instead of, you know, following, you know, this girl you see on Instagram that all she does is, you know, sprints and plyometrics and, you know, cardio movements, when you may need to do something completely different to accomplish your goals.
Right. And I think that was one of my problems and struggles as well, is that I obviously thought that doing cardio is going to help me improve with that type of body type that I wanted, which is, you know, being toned and having abs and, you know, having shape to my legs. However, that wasn't the case at all. I was obviously shredding more calories.
You were losing muscle.
I was losing all of that.
Yeah, you were losing muscle.
And I learned all of that through social media, through people that I saw, and they were constantly doing cardio.
Yep.
So how do we stay lean? Do you believe in meal prepping, or do you believe that it's okay for your client to eat whatever they want and still go to the gym to keep a certain body type? Or do you prefer your clients to stick to a meal plan?
Okay. So you're talking purely about looks.
Right.
Okay? So in regards to looks, mm-hmm. if your goal is to maintain a body composition, mm-hmm. that is going to take consistency through nutrition.
Okay.
Now there's anomalies that are there in body types and people that genetically they can eat whatever they want, not work out, and they look great. But that's the 1% of the 1% that we all get caught up in comparing ourselves to. That's unfair to you.
Right.
Because they're completely different. So you may be like, why can't I eat Taco Bell, you know, 3 days a week and not work out for a month? And now I have, I don't, you know, I'm not staying in great shape. Well, your body type's not the same as this person that, you know, may be able to do those things. So I'd say in regards to maintaining a body composition, mm-hmm. and being, you know, as you put it, lean, which is, you know, lower body fat, I'd say consistency in your nutrition is always going to be important. So creating a lifestyle versus creating something that's not sustainable is going to be the best approach for my clients and for anyone that's trying to maintain a certain body type.
Okay. I understand that.
As far as nutrition goes.
And focusing on women, would you say the majority of your clients are women?
I'd say 70% of my clientele is women.
Okay.
And 30% are men. That's just how the chips fall. Mm-hmm. I do think that men are a little bit more afraid to reach out for help than women.
I agree.
And that's why I have more female clients, which, you know, I totally don't mind. I was raised in a household with all women. I have three sisters. So actually, I get along with girls and I understand females really well. So I'm able to, you know, kind of help them and make them feel more comfortable in the gym. But the 30% of the guys that come to me, you know, are looking just for an edge in their fitness as well. So.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, I'm a woman. I came to you and I felt very comfortable and confident with, you know, what you were helping me accomplish. And I know that with the clients that you have, all of us have different body types and we all have different goals. So how do you properly educate your client on teaching them like this is what's best for you, this is what we're going to do, when they're so fixated on one thing, when they all they want to do is cardio or all they want to do is shred the weight, but they're having trouble doing that. So what type of plan do you have for your clients?
So what I always try to do is educate my clients.
Right.
I try to give them the science behind why we do things.
Right.
You know, and I don't push it too hard. There's clients that come to me that just want to come to me for accountability. There's mm-hmm. clients that really want to accomplish their goals. So what I do is I do measurements with my clients. So I, you know, look at their body composition. We both look at their body composition every month to see what we're doing. And from those metrics, I'm able to say, hey, okay, you've gained muscle over the last 4 weeks and your nutrition program that you've been following is working. So now you see that eating more protein is helping you build muscle. When before you were just eating haphazardly, you were only eating, you know, once or twice a day and you weren't building this muscle. So when you're able to show them on paper through, you know, through different measurement systems, like, hey, this is what made this happen. That's where people start to put A and B together.
Right.
So I try to educate my clients on how these things are working and actually show them.
And how long do you think that it takes for the client to really fully understand that this is what really is working once you show them? Or do you think that they still, you know, they're still so fixated in their own ways?
I mean, that's a great question. I think that comes down to person, right?
Right.
Because like you said, all you used to do was cardio when you went to the gym.
Right.
Now, you know, you go to the gym on your own and you're comfortable doing weight training because I was able to teach you that.
Right.
Some clients are able to take what I teach them and use it on their own and really understand, okay, wow, like, you know, these new habits are making me feel better and my body composition is changing. And then, you know, some people don't use the information you give them, but that's, you know, that's people. Like, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it, right?
Right.
So the same thing goes with my clients. I hope that everyone that I can help and come in contact with takes the information that I give them and are able to use it on their own, because I don't expect for them to train with me till they're 60.
Right. I mean, that I went to you and you saw when I started training with you,
yeah.
I didn't think that any of this was possible. I didn't think that I was going to take from you or like really learn.
Right.
However, obviously you are very educational and you taught me be able to go to the gym on my own mm-hmm. and, you know, do the exercises that I learned and like understand this is why I'm doing it and this right. is the proper form.
That's the thing. A lot of people are confused on why they're doing it.
Right.
What kind of result is it bringing them? And then it's also intimidating. So that's why I love helping people to not be intimidated, to learn the correct form so they don't get hurt, and to understand why, you know, a squat, you know, is going to help them build their legs and is going to help them build their butt, and how doing cardio isn't going to help you right. build your butt or build your legs. That's just a tool that you can use to be in a calorie deficit or lose some body fat or increase your cardiovascular health if your goal is to run a marathon. But I'd say majority of the people that go to gyms aren't trying to run a marathon.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think so.
No, not at all. I do want to talk about form because okay. this is something that I think that I kind of struggled with a lot when we first started training. I didn't understand it. It took me a while to get into a proper position without it hurting my back or just like memorizing.
I remember.
Muscle, having my muscles like memorize the movement. And I think that was like really difficult. And you said that when people go to the gym, like sometimes they're intimidated to try certain things because they don't want to hurt themselves or they feel that someone around them might be judging them. And I think that was one of my issues as well when I was going before I started going to you is that I was, I guess, intimidated or I just didn't want to do something wrong. So how do you get someone to do the forms properly? Is it more so muscle memory or?
What I do is everybody learns differently.
Right.
Adults learn different. Everybody has a different learning style. Some people like watching. Mm-hmm. Some people like doing it themselves.
Right.
Some people need to listen. Some all the above. So I try to give each person, you know, different styles of education when I'm teaching my clients how to do form. So not only do I tell them how to do it, I'm like, hey, put your feet, you know, in this position. Now I'm going to show you how to do it. And then I want you to do it.
I was definitely one of those people who needed the all the above.
Right.
And it still took me.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. It still took me a very long time to actually like.
It's awkward.
It was very awkward.
It's awkward for people. It's awkward. You're not all these movements in the gym. You're not doing.
It's like not a natural movement.
Some of them aren't natural movements, right. but they're movements that you actually use every day. So
really?
Now you're. Yeah, of course. Like when you squat down to pick something up off the ground. A lot of people, you know, you're bending down the wrong way. Now you have the right mobility when you're squatting down to pick something up from maybe training squats to where you're using your muscle patterns the correct way. I have a client of mine who, when he would play with his kid, he was like winded because he would try to pick his kid up off the ground and he wasn't picking him up the right way and he couldn't squat all the way down.
Yeah.
I was able to, this is a true story. I was able to strengthen his legs in the gym. And our goal was not for him to be able to have more fun with his son, but ultimately now he's not feeling winded when he's playing with his kid because he can squat down properly to pick up his son. He's running, he's feeling more mobile. So what it is you're teaching your body movements that are now becoming more efficient when you're not in the gym, but the movements that you're learning in the gym are not necessarily things you're doing on a daily basis unless you have someone teaching you to do it.
Yeah, that's crazy how you say that, I guess, like the movements that you learn or...
Think about it, stepping upstairs.
Right, and like doing them properly.
Sitting down on a couch.
I know I, for one, was definitely not picking up things off the floor, anything that I dropped properly. I think I used my back.
Yeah, as long as it's not heavy, but that's how people get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that I've hurt myself a few times.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't doing...
Because you were lazy.
Doing the movements right. Yeah, I was... Okay, I think this is... something that a lot of people do struggle with, especially someone who isn't consistent in the gym, is that they, even on their daily lives or whatever it is, that they're picking things up and they're using their back. And I think a lot of that comes from laziness because there have been times, I am going to admit to this, that when we would train, I was just like, oh, I'm just so lazy. I'm just going to.
And how many times would I be like, use your legs.
Right. And it.
until it cements in your head to where you're. Going to the gym on your own and you hear my voice in your head.
Yeah.
And that's where I want my clients to get to where when they're on the, when they're in the gym on their own, they hear my voice, you know, as far as correcting their form goes.
Right.
And that's where you're at. Now you go to the gym on your own. You're like, all right, I got to keep my chest up. I got to make sure I'm engaging my core.
My core. That's one thing. Core. And that's so funny. Even outside of the gym, whenever even if it's just like a joke or anything at all, and someone is doing something, like, make sure you engage your core.
Right.
Like, this is how you're going to get out.
Because I've told you that so many times.
Yeah, that is.
Like, engage your core, because the core is the
key.
It's the center of every movement.
Mm-hmm.
The core, your core and your hips.
And that's where you find balance as well, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And that makes you more coordinated in your daily life, because Kim definitely wasn't the most coordinated person when
Absolutely
she first came in to work
not.
Out
and
with
I
me.
Don't think that I'm. It's so weird how balance works on both sides, because I don't think I have balance on my left side just yet.
Okay.
Is it a thing?
Yeah, okay. It definitely is a thing, because it's you have your left leg and your right leg. So your right leg, if you're right dominant, you're going to be more coordinated. Your left side, you need to work on coordination. So that's going to just come from doing movements with your left side, and then doing movements that are creating imbalance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to improve balance on one side of your body, you have to put yourself in an unbalanced position.
Okay.
So without going too deep in it, like standing on one leg and balancing.
Okay.
That increases balance. I mean, it's pretty simple, but how often do you just go, all right, I'm just going to do a single leg balance here. So
Never. Sometimes
when clients come into the gym with me, and they either, there's two, one of two things happening. Either they don't have a lot of coordination
mm-hmm.
or balance in one leg, or they don't have a lot of strength and stability. So what I do is I have them do single leg movements, a single leg squat, a single leg step up, a single leg hamstring curl, leg extension, things like this that are helping create strength, stability, and balance in single single parts of your body. Because a lot of the times when we are in our natural environment on our day-to-day basis or in the gym, you're using both legs at the same time.
Right.
So that's why it's important to separate those things. And whether you know it or not, and probably sitting here with me today, when you trained with me, I did that with you.
I didn't always tell you why
we were doing it, but we would do single leg movements.
100%, because there have been times where I was very wobbly and I just could not do it. And I literally looked like.
Yeah. But that's why it's important for
a slingy spaghetti.
That's why I do. There's pros and cons to both group training,
right,
and one-on-one training.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you going to True Fusion. You've never really worked out and trying to do all those movements.
And not really understanding
without having someone teach you.
Right.
So yeah, you're going to be moving your butt off for an hour and burning calories, but who knows? Like, you could have, I've heard of people tweaking their backs. I've heard, and then you're not being efficient with the movement. So I think it's good to get a really good, that's why I really believe in what I do for people, because one-on-one personal training, I'm able to break down someone's body and say, hey, this is your body type. This is how you got to eat. This is where you're at. You're not very balanced in the left side, so we got to do this. And then once you get that base and you got momentum, then go ahead and try out some group classes. But I don't think group classes are always the best way to go for a beginner, because you can hurt yourself or not do the movements correctly. But I love, I don't think group training is a bad thing, because I think like True Fusion and these classes that you're in a group, when you're with a group of people, you're fired up, you got people around you, you're motivated. So I love when my clients train with me, and then on their own they can go and do their group classes, as long as they're not hurting themselves, because at least they're staying active.
Right. I agree with you on that. I don't think, especially for me, a group setting isn't the best setting for me.
Yeah,
I believe in one-on-one training and mm-hmm. having a personal trainer to mm-hmm. one, educate me to make sure that I'm doing the movements correctly and overall just motivating me to get to that body goal that I want.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with group training or any of those classes. However, if that is the first step you're going to take when trying to achieve a certain body goal, I don't think it's always a good first step. Right.
That's why I really believe in one-on-one training.
100%.
When someone's first starting out, I think it's great to get a good base knowledge of how to use weights correctly, on what to eat, on how to achieve your goals. And then from there, you can, keep your personal trainer if you like that accountability, or you can go off on your own. That's why I have clients that have trained with me mm-hmm. for literally 3 years.
Right.
And I've only been doing this for 6. So I have clients that have been training with me for half of the amount of time I've been training. I have clients that train with me for 12 weeks, you know, for 3 months, and then say, hey, you know, I feel very comfortable about where I'm at, and I'd like to continue to do this on my own. And I'm like, awesome. I'm glad that I've been able to, you know,
be part of that journey.
Yeah. And then keep killing it, and I'll stay in contact with them. So, yeah, I think it's great for a beginner. And then I think it also helps people that just like to have the accountability as well.
Right. And yeah. I think that it's the first step that anyone should ever take is one, setting out your goals and seeing a personal trainer, because they ultimately are working with people with many different body types, and right. they probably yeah. have worked with someone who has your certain body type. Cool. I do want to touch on body types though,
okay, perfect.
Because obviously we all come from different shapes and sizes, and we're all trying to achieve one goal. Mm-hmm. For myself, I have a very small frame, and it was hard for me to gain muscle, to stick to a diet plan, because like I said to you so many times, like, I still want to stay slim and I want to be toned. However, I want to look healthy and not look sick. So,
right.
So let's touch on that. Like, how do you help your clients, you know, stick to their body goals and help their specific body type? Am I saying this correctly?
No, I understand what you're saying. Okay. So you're talking about genetics.
Right.
So, there's really three body types.
Okay.
There's three body types.
And what are they?
So the first body type is yours.
Okay.
Which is someone who has a small frame. It's called an ectomorph.
Okay.
Okay. So someone that has a small frame that it's hard for them to gain muscle, and it's hard for them to put on weight. The second body type is going to be someone that puts on body fat easily and puts on muscle easily. Okay. So that's going to be someone that's bigger frame, you know, and that typically is going to be overweight genetically. And then the third body type is going to be a combination of the two. Okay. So that's somebody with like a medium frame that, you know, has a okay time putting on muscle and is a little bit like a moderate body fat percentage. Okay. So you and me both, mm-hmm. you and me both have a hard time putting muscle on. Yes. And I'm 6 feet tall, but I actually have a smaller frame.
Okay.
It's taken me a long time to gain weight. But with body types, you really have to understand them to plan out your nutrition.
Okay.
Right. So, you what you do is going to be different than what another person does with a different body type, right? So somebody may look at you and be like, wow, you don't eat,
right?
You're skinny, like you you know, you must make yourself throw up, or you know, you must not eat enough, you got to eat more. Or, you know, somebody that has the, you know, a bigger body type where they do have a larger bone structure and they put on fat very easily. Somebody might look at them and say, you know, well, they're not going to say it because, you know, you're not allowed to body shame, you know, bigger people. And I think this is something you and I wanted to talk about too.
Yeah.
Is as far as, you know, body shaming people that have genetically smaller body frames and it's hard for them to put on weight versus, you know, somebody who's in the gym that's overweight, no one's going to, you know, body shame them for trying to lose weight. So why would you body shame somebody that's
smaller,
that's a little bit smaller framed,
right.
that's had a hard time putting on weight. So like I said, that person with those genetics, and I don't think it's okay to blame your genetics on your body composition, but it definitely does play a part in how your body looks,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you can look at a whole family of people walking, you know, if you're in a public place, you're like, everybody in that family is bigger or has big bones, you know, that's a real thing. Like,
big bone is a real thing.
Not big bone, bone structure.
Okay.
They have bigger frames,
right.
like bigger shoulders, bigger joints. Like, you have small joints, you have small ankles, small wrists, small neck. So naturally you're not going to hold as much weight on your frame and you have trouble putting on weight. Right?
Right.
These people, they put on weight really easy. It's because their body is metabolizing something differently than the way you do it. So these people, you know, they have a slower metabolism. So they have to work a little bit harder. You know, you have a very fast metabolism. Not only that, your body has a hard time putting on muscle. So you have to eat exponentially more to be able to get to your goals. The issue is somebody looks at you and just automatically assumes that you don't work out and that you don't eat, or you work out too much and you don't eat. Or somebody looks at this bigger person and doesn't see them in the gym and automatically assumes that they're not trying to reach their goals.
Right.
So I think there's the both end of the spectrums where you have to respect each person on their, based on, you know, their genetics, and not judge people for where they came from, because everybody has to do something else. Everybody's body is different, and you got to do something else to reach your goals than the person standing next to you.
That's true. Do you think that someone with my body type can gain a lot of muscle? Because I think that I even came to you and I said, I don't want to do these certain movements because I'm afraid that I'm going to look too muscular. So okay. Is it possible for someone with my body type to
look muscular,
to look extremely muscular?
I would say for a female, mm-hmm. without doing anything else outside of your, you know, natural hormones, no. And I say that because you see female bodybuilders.
Right.
And I think that's what you think. I think when a girl steps into the gym, they automatically think, not all women, but I'd say about 50% of girls that have come to me.
Definitely
have,
me.
And I have girls to this day that I train that go, I don't want to do upper body because I feel like if I do one curl, I'm going to have bulging biceps. Do you know how hard I've been working to try to have bulging biceps? No. I have been working out for 6 years and still don't have, you know, huge muscles. So, and I tell that to my girls, it's very hard to gain muscle for anybody. So, it is possible for you to gain muscle. You know, Kim, you are a smaller person it's going to take a lot longer. It's going to take a lot of time. So it's very hard to look. I think women have a misconception of lifting weights and how it'll make them quote unquote less feminine.
Right.
But I think that if you do weight training in a balanced manner, meaning you're working out your lower half and your upper half, I think it could actually add to your, I think it could make you look more feminine because it will add curves to your body and make you look more confident because you do actually have a little bit more shape. That's my own personal opinion, but it's very hard to put on muscle. So I think when you go into the gym, don't be intimidated to lift weights because it's just going to make you feel better and feel stronger and healthier.
Yeah, I was definitely very intimidated when I first started working out because I was afraid. I did not want to look
you didn't want to look muscular or masculine, but how long have you been doing it?
And you still look feminine.
Yeah. And it's hard to gain muscle.
Right.
It's so hard. It's very hard. It's not easy. It's very, our bodies. So whenever I'm training my clients or educating them on these things, I always tell them, think about your body from a evolutionary standpoint, and meaning think about your body as how we were when we were cavemen, you know, we are meant to survive.
Right.
Our bodies are meant to survive. So it's your body naturally doesn't want to put muscle on. Your body naturally wants to hold on to fat. Mind you, you and me are anomalies. Our bodies don't want to hold on to fat
right.
for whatever reason, which is actually means like we're not made to survive because because the more body fat you have,
uh-huh.
that means you can survive if there's a famine. So that's how our bodies were made. Our bodies were made to hold on to body fat to protect us from starving.
Okay.
So that's when people don't eat enough. You see somebody who's like, I only eat once a day. I'm not losing weight. Well, it's because your body's holding on to body fat to try to survive. So I always try to tell people that it's very hard to gain muscle. You have to trick your body into gaining muscle. You and I have to eat more to gain muscle because we're sending a signal to our body. Hey, it's okay. You can use this food to gain muscle because we have enough to burn through. Versus if you and I only eat once a day, we're going to look the same or lose weight because our body goes, wait, you know, let's hold on to this fat. You know what I mean?
Do you think, are there any certain foods that can help with a speedy metabolism? Do you stick to a certain diet that'll help keep your metabolism fast, or is it just like maintaining
your meals? There is certain foods.
That's okay.
Yeah, there is certain foods. For metabolically speaking, all of us are burning a different amount of calories every day.
Okay.
So that's based on your age. That's based on how much energy that you're expending daily through activity. And that's based on body composition, you know, weight, lean muscle mass, body fat. So we're all burning a different amount of calories each day, meaning I have to eat a certain amount of calories to maintain my body shape. Mm-hmm. Same thing goes for you. So with that, to increase your metabolism, you need to eat the amount of calories that your body's burning at rest, that's without exercising. So every day you're burning calories just sitting here breathing, you know, your lungs are taking in oxygen and expending carbon dioxide. Your heart is pumping blood. That takes calories.
And how many calories do you burn off of that?
Well, so my mm-hmm. resting calories, me personally, I'm burning 2,200 calories just sitting here without doing anything.
Oh, wow.
Now you add in my daily activity, and I'm up to, you know, 3,000 calories. So just to maintain and not lose weight, I have to eat 3,000 calories a day, with my exercise. So of course, a female, your height and your weight, you're going to burn way less calories than me. So to maintain your body and to increase your metabolism, you have to eat the amount of calories that not only you're just burning at rest, but also that you're burning through the gym. Because if you're eating less than that, you're gonna slow down your metabolism. So metabolism is all about how much you eat. But protein, you talk about certain foods, protein burns more calories than anything else when you digest it, actually. So there's protein, carbs, and fats. Protein burns more calories than anything else. So it's always important to eat a lot of protein. It helps rebuild tissues. It helps your skin. It helps your nails. It helps your hair. On top of that, you're also burning calories to break it down. So I'd say if somebody was like, what's, you know, a food that helps your metabolism, protein is definitely one of them that's going to help your body keep burning calories.
Well, that's really good to know, only mm-hmm. because I would think that it just would never cross my mind that protein is something that'll help you burn calories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would just think that it's something that'll make you gain weight.
Well, it doesn't mean you get, the only way you can gain weight is from eating too much.
Okay.
But if the base of every nutrition plan should uh-huh. include protein.
Right.
And protein is the number one builder for muscle. On top of that, you burn calories when you eat it because your body, it takes a lot of energy to break it down. So if you're going to overeat something, I would overeat protein mm-hmm. over fats and carbohydrates.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So now we're kind of getting deep into like the science of things, but that's when you talk about metabolically something that you could eat to continually increase your metabolism. That's one of them.
Yeah. But obviously like this, you say the science of all of this, it mm-hmm. that really plays a huge part in your body goals and what you want to achieve.
Yeah, it's all science. I try not to bore my clients with it because I'm a nerd and I like study this stuff. So,
well, it's good. I think that even if you are, you know, sharing it with your clients and they don't seem that, or they don't seem interested, I think that it'll kind of stick in their brain
eventually.
I know it did with me.
Some of it, you're like, I'm not listening to you, Michael.
Oh, yeah, I know. You would see me. I would roll my eyes and just like walk away.
I'm like, all right. And that's a cue for me to stop talking. So,
but he would continue talking and sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wrapping up, I want to ask, what is your ultimate goals with your clients and, you know, what's next for you? What are you trying to achieve with, you know, your business and ultimately with yourself?
So my ultimate goal with each client when they come to me is to help them.
Right.
I provide a solution. That's what I do. I try to, you know, a client comes to me with a goal and my goal is to help them achieve that. So I help set that goal and then I help them get from point A to point B as quick as possible. And I want to educate them and have them be able to implement fitness and health as a lifestyle.
Right.
I don't believe in fad diets. I don't believe in, you know, just getting to this point and then going back to a certain lifestyle. Cause I really do believe that health and fitness is super important to everyone's life, for longevity, for happiness, for, you know, it improves everything. It improves your business. It improves your relationships with the people around you. So I really do have a strong conviction behind what I teach people how to do. So ultimately just want to help people to achieve their goals and then create a lifestyle out of fitness and health. With my business, my goal is to scale. I want to help more people, and locally first, and then internationally second. So I'm going to continue to grow my business and find ways that I can improve on the things I'm currently doing with my practices. And, you know, I'm always trying to learn more and educate myself. So I'm currently working on another certification in personal training just to stay on top of the current trends. And I'm going to use that to help my current clients and future clients, and then build this business to the best I can, to the highest point I can. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Good for you. I'm really happy with, you know, the result of, I guess, my body as far as it goes now. And I think that I definitely have learned so much from you. And I'm still learning.
Thank you.
You know, I pop in every once in a while.
Yeah.
You definitely taught me a lot. And I know that you have taught so many other people a lot as well. And, you know, people put their trust in you when it comes to, like, their body goals. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anyone say one negative thing about your business.
Thank you.
You know, I always try to get people to go see you because I think, you know, I, for one, did not like working out. That's just not me. However, I make sure that I go to the gym every once in a while just to keep up with my health and fitness. And it's true. Whenever you go out and you do something active, you feel so much better about yourself. You feel motivated to, you know, accomplish certain goals.
Everything
that
else.
You
it flows into
have.
It flows yeah. into every area of your life. I truly believe that. When your body is active, when your body is healthy, your mind is healthy too. So that's something I teach my clients is to understand that, you know, health and fitness and nutrition is working from the inside out. And if you're healthy, if your body's healthy, you know, your mind's going to be. So it flows into every area. So I'm happy that you were able to take that away from, you know, what I taught you. And now you've gotten a little bit more independent. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
I really appreciate that. Well, you can find Michael Sheedy of Michael Sheedy Fitness on Instagram. He is at Michael Sheedy, Sheedy spelled Sheedy Fitness. You're also welcome to go to his website, which is michaelsheedyfitness.com. Check him out. Go see him. And he will help you get to all of your body goals.
Yep, come check it out. So I provide value for people on my platforms. I'm always giving out nutrition tips and workout tips and motivation. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing all of that with my listeners and, you know, educating me a little bit more.
Yeah, so thanks for having me, Kim.